Thank you for calling XPO. This is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hey, Rebecca. This is Eric. Have a work order when you're ready.
All right. And Eric, what's that work order number?
0714 D as Delta, A as Apple, 4 F as Frank.
Okay, just a second. Okay, for Sergio Navarez at 2353 Brookstone Drive in Bolingbrook.
Yes, ma'am.
And then how can I assist?
Yeah, we only delivered the oven. The customer's going to do some modifications to the cabinet.
Okay, is it due to the oven not fitting because the cabinet needs modifications?
Correct.
Okay, they're just on us to get more details about it. Give me just a moment.
Also, I
thought that fine. Give me
a reason number.
Yeah, give me just a second. The 11 is being dropped off. It won't fit in the current space available. And the customer is going to be getting modifications done. And then maybe rescheduling, or do we know if they plan on rescheduling after they get the mods done?
No, he thinks he's going to install it himself because the thing is he bought it online, so he never
Okay. Accommodate the size and install it himself. And what was the DOD rep's name?
I spoke to Pedro.
P-E-D-R-O?
Yes, P-E-D-R-O.
And the brief number?
61-542-688.
All right, give me just a second.
All right.
Where there's already a service call on this order that I can close out.
Service call.
Yeah, when we have to add something to an order and we don't have a completed install line, we add like a service call line instead of creating like a whole ticket and complete it out so that we can go ahead and get you paid. All right. 021, no problem. Save. That way, since you can't complete the install line, I can add the delivery fee to the service call line. And delivery only. Oh, goodness. Stop it. There we go. Paste. Customer and service call. Okay, so I've got that delivery fee added to the order. Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
No, thank you.
All right, you have a good one. Thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye.